Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The confusion, certainly for me, around what is happening in Israel, in the Strait of Hormuz, and of course in Lebanon, is a confusion I think that many of us share. Reports suggesting that President Donald Trump might be discouraging or restricting Israeli military from action against Hezbollah. Does this raise questions? Is this even real? Why would the United States do such a thing, if at all? Joining us now is Bernard Mudler. He is, of course, founder of Bernie News Network. We have spoken with him a number of times. Bernard, very, very good to have you with us once again. Can you give us an update? What is accurately happening in Lebanon with regard to Hezbollah at the moment?
Good morning, Howard. So as things stand at the moment, we're in a ceasefire with Lebanon. The Israelis have not left their positions in the areas taken during operations. So the army continues to hold vital locations like Bint Jebel and locations similar to that. And operations continue in some form, meaning that defensive operations, so any Hezbollah operatives that attempt to cross over the line or threaten the population, whether that be the soldiers in the defensive positions or in the north, the mm-hmm. Israelis are striking them.
So what are the limitations then?
It really has to do with offensive operations. So for now, they're not allowed to move forward into Lebanon.
Right.
Which, based on discussions that I've had with the army, has been quite frustrating, to be
I'm
honest.
Sure. Mm.
Because they were really pushing quite hard, and suddenly they were told to stop.
So that, does that send a dangerous message potentially to Hezbollah themselves?
It depends. Yeah. I mean, Hezbollah is really considering this as a victory. They see that they've, in a way, forced Israel to back off. Not necessarily militarily, but politically.
Mm.
They think that, truthfully, that this was really Iranian pressure that pushed it to happen. And although President Trump and others state otherwise, they're still pushing with that message.
So what do we understand? You know, I'm now following the pager attack and everything that took place after that. I certainly, and somebody that's being somebody quite who follows this very closely, was under the impression that Hezbollah was all but completely diminished. It's a very, very short period following that, relatively, where we see that that is not really the case at all, that they seem to have tremendous, tremendous capability in terms of weaponry, hardware, etc. What do we understand the truth to be now with regard to the strength that Hezbollah might have or not?
It's very complex. The biggest issue is that these constant ceasefires have allowed Hezbollah to regroup and rearm and really plan what they need to do next. And based on my discussions with people both in the army and elsewhere, a huge concern at the moment is the possibility that Hezbollah would try and coup the government in Lebanon and take control.
Right.
And that was a big focus on these operations now, to really whittle them down further and prevent that. And it's still a concern now with this ceasefire that they may try and move and do that as well.
Right. In terms of what is happening in the north, the north of Israel, what do we understand? Does this ceasefire allow people to be a little bit more comfortable, or are they still living with this tremendous uncertainty?
So, personally, I have family that live in the north.
Right.
That live in the area of Kiryat Shmona, who have been dealing with sirens constantly, every 10 minutes almost.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think the way to describe it is they're frustrated. It's not a question of can they relax or not, because they've never been relaxed ever since, you know, this started shortly after October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
In my conversations with them, they've reached a point where they just don't care anymore. If a siren sounds, they just sit there and wait for it to either something to happen to them or not to happen.
Which is a very dangerous, a very constantly negative position to be in, obviously.
Yeah, but you have to remember that they are having these sirens constantly, and they also have no time to make it to shelter. There's no warning period, there's no anything. You have a siren and there's an impact. So for the population who are close to the border, like in Kiryat Shmona, they have no choice. They have to continue living their lives or live their lives in shelter. So they're frustrated.
Are we seeing any frustration from the echoed from the Israeli government about being curtailed, or are they going along with it, presumably or hopefully, because there's a bigger picture?
So we had published a report that right after the ceasefire was announced by the president, during the ongoing cabinet conversation that was happening at the same time, there was frustration from certain members, certain ministers within the security cabinet, who felt like, one, the president announced this out of nowhere, and two, that he had done so without the cabinet approving it. And based on what we heard from certain sources, the prime minister had attempted to reassure and stated that there would be no need for a vote and that would happen later on. So based on that, there was some frustration within the security cabinet.
How do you think this is going to play out?
I don't think this is going to work out the way that maybe the president believes it will. This ceasefire and this attempted negotiations are not with Hezbollah, they're with Lebanon. And they're two very distinct and separate entities. The Lebanese government is not the strongest. It hasn't been for a very long time. So it's difficult for them to move against Hezbollah itself and disarm them. And I think one of the benefits that could appear from this whole thing is maybe there could be some sort of peace deal with Lebanon, and maybe joint operations could happen, which would be wonderful. But at the same time, I think once Israel and Lebanon begin to get too close, Hezbollah will move against the Lebanese government. And parallel to that, this ceasefire already is fraying. We're seeing Israeli drones striking southern Lebanon. We're seeing that the Hezbollah operatives are preparing missiles. So I think we are only days away from it falling apart entirely.
And that is where we leave it. Bernard Moodler, founder of Bernie News Network. If you don't follow BNN, you're making a mistake. Go and do that. I can tell you that it is an incredibly immediate and reliable source of relevant news. I don't know how else to put it, but that is the best way I know how. Go and follow Bernie News Network, BNN. You won't be sorry.